Yo. Check. Hello. Hey. Actually, will I talk like that? I'll talk like this.
I'll talk like this.
Giving
us not very loud.
Check. Hey.
That's the number.
Hello.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
You're listening to episode 50 of Sapnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend Morgan Richards, also known as Mo Rich.
It's me, Morgan Richards, or to all my rapper friends, Mo Rich.
Yes.
This is episode 50.
Wow. And what a treat.
The big 5-0.
Yes, and we are doing this live from Sean's Peugeot 308.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Extra professional on the biggest number episode we've done to date.
Yep. Because that's how numbers work, Morgan.
It does.
They go up.
They do.
Yeah,
I've, so learned that.
Yeah. I've learned that.
I've learned that today.
Yeah. So basically, what's happened is we spoke to this week's guests, who are the amazing and inspirational Dustin and Ed from one of my favourite bands and should be one of your favourite bands, Thrice.
Yes, and just because we've hit the big 5-0, it's not like we're going to have an identity crisis at any point or under the illusion of safety, because they're going to sort it all out for us, aren't they, Sean?
Fucking hell, man. I can't believe it. You fucking nearly shushed me to do that shit as well. You put your hand up as if to be like, yo, I got this. And you come out with that fucking bollocks.
Yeah.
I like Thrice, right?
I love Thrice.
Yeah, we know that, yeah. But you didn't... At what point are you going to stop looking at guests, going through their back catalogue to see how many of their song names you can use in the intro?
It's a talent, thank you.
It's
I
not
know.
A talent. It fucking annoys me. And I'm sure... The thing is, this bit goes in every week, right? And I don't want it in it, but it is in it. Do me a favour. If he annoys you as much as he annoys me, please let us know at Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram, at SAPPENINPOD. Because,
or if you love it as much as I do, and I know a couple of you listeners do enjoy it, thank you very much.
Just like you winding me up, because it's crap. I hate it. There's a man out in the street looking at me weird now because I'm yelling in my car with a microphone in my mouth.
Do you know the best bit about all of this is the cars going past and everything as well?
Yeah.
It's incredible. But yes, episode 50, and we're celebrating with the mighty Thrice.
Yes.
And even though I take the piss, I'm very excited because not only are they a massive inspiration to me, but to Sean and all of his bands.
Yes, all of my bands have ripped Thrice off in some way, shape or form. And they're one of the only bands I have constantly liked pretty much all of their work. So
yeah.
From day one, from Illusion of Safety up until Palms now. And the way his voice has changed over the years is incredible.
It is. Yeah, there's a great evolution. He's really looked after it and just changed with the times as well.
Yes,
you
have.
Not in a sold out way or... changing because other people are changing. But what I'm trying to say, he's not changing it because other people are changing it. He's just changing it because...
I don't know, perhaps his life, perhaps his voice.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Perhaps he smokes cigars. Did we ask him? We didn't ask him if he smoked cigars, did we?
No, but Justin, if you do, let us know. Yeah. At Sapling Pod.
Yeah, got a cracking voice.
Yeah, but we have a brilliant, just relaxed, deep conversation about their evolution of a band changing over the years, their new album Palms, their reunion after their hiatus, and my feeling of coming back stronger than ever before.
Yeah.
Some wacky things they've got lined up, some incredible stories, and everything else in between.
Oh, there it is. That's your new, that's one of your catchphrases as well.
That is.
And we also talked about what it was like to have refused play before you.
Yes. And also, Eddie had some experience with Angels and Airwaves. So he's going to open up about that as well.
Yes, yes. It was a great interview. Thank you very much to Thrice. Thank you very much to Hayley Connolly for having us. We had a great, great time.
We did. So thank you very much. And again, thank you to Dustin and Eddie as well for taking time out of your very busy schedule backstage at the O2 Academy in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Oh, we're a good place. We know.
Oh.
It's Birmingham.
Okay.
Yep.
Sweet.
Cool.
So before we get into that,
yes.
Right, I don't want to brag, Sean.
You do, though.
I do.
That's why you said that.
I do. I do.
Yeah, go anyway, on, carry on.
But I can't help but notice that you and I have gotten everyone's favourite bands back together recently.
You are right. I didn't want to brag about this.
I know, but I feel like it's only our place to say you're welcome and we told you so.
Yeah.
So
yep. We knew about the Mike Ken thing for a while because, you know, obviously we're orchestrating it.
Yes.
They're phoning me up going, when's a good time? Are you got all the tips and the inside information, Sean? I was like, oh, Gerard, just leave it out, will you? Do me a favour. Just write the character and Umbrella Academy that looks and sounds like me. And then he told me to fuck off. So, Mike Hemmer back. Who else have we got back together?
We got Creeper back together.
Oh, Creep! No way.
Yeah, Creeper, the back.
I thought they'd split up.
No, the back, Sean.
Oh, they're back, eh? Don't tell me.
They've got a whole new gimmick as well.
Don't tell me. The last one was black.
Yeah.
Is this new one white?
How did you know?
Oh, no. I never would have guessed. Yeah, so we got Creeper back together.
Yes,
that was good.
We did. We got Creeper back together. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, Zach, Eve.
Are back together.
Zach and Tom been texting me like fucking mad they have. Shall we get back together, Sean? Will of Black, I'll get back together first. And so Rage Against the Machine can open for him.
Yeah.
No. Boy. Leave it alone. Do your own bloody gigs.
I think it's funny how they come back together moments after we mentioned them on last week's podcast with Chris from Funeral for a Friend. So obviously they listen every week. They realize that was the best time, because if Funeral for a Friend are talking about them, you've got to come back and do shows, haven't you?
Yep. So well done to Zach, Tom, Tim the bassist is, and the no, that's really his name, I didn't make that up. I know it sounds like I made it
up.
The drummer's name is Gary Clive. Cool. Oh, I don't know the drummer's name, but I knew the other guy's name. Sorry.
But yes, thank you to us for that, because we have a running theme of this, because we got McFly back together.
Us.
We made it okay for Charlie Simpson to talk about Fight Star again.
All I were doing.
Cassidy Pope has been teasing Hey Monday stuff.
You're welcome.
So, I mean,
if you've got a favourite band that is now defunct, do yourself a favour and check out patreon.com/sapnin,
yes,
where you can become part of the Patreon Sapnin group, and you can suggest a band that we will 100% guarantee to get back together. Not a guarantee.
Also, before we get into that Patreon, please make sure to go back and listen to all those episodes with Hannah from Creeper,
yes,
Frank Iroh from My Chemical Romance in that 2000 Tree special, Charlie Simpson, Dougie from McFly. The list goes on.
Yes.
But go back and listen to all of them if you haven't already. And if you're a first time listener, hey, how are you doing?
You looked at someone, you fucking looked away like you were like, hey, how are you? Like, oh my.
But anyway, check.
That's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever seen. We talking to you, maniac. We're facing different ways and you would start talking to someone. Oh, guys, we've lost the fucking plot. Go on. What are you saying?
Patreon.com/sapnin and. Yeah, you can have some mad rewards and goodies and exclusives back for your dying support, and everything goes back into making this podcast bigger and better than before. We do try each and every week.
The people who look, do us a favour. We're recording this literally in my car, right? Sign up to the Patreon, please, so I cannot do this in my bloody car, and I can do this in a nice place, please. I don't mean buy me a house, unless somebody is a lottery winner who listens to this and wants to buy me a house. Please buy me a house.
We should probably mention we're doing it in the car, because we've been extremely busy lately, and we've got loads of very cool things coming up in the near future as well.
So we're like, write down, how can we get all these done? We've taken to the car. We are literally doing this from the streets, where I come from, sucker. Oh, for
brilliant.
Fuck's sake,
yeah. Brilliant. Right, so with all that, yes, patreon.com/sapnin. Tweet us out. Check us out on Twitter.
Tweet us out on Checker and Chinstagram. Chinstagram, that's my Instagram, isn't it? For people with big jaws.
Twitter and Instagram at sapninpod. How would you spell that, Sean?
At SAPPENIMPOD.
Correct.
Where was it? It did sound like I fucked up in the middle. SAPPENIMPOD.
That's better, probably. Who knows?
Yeah.
Should we just get on with this now?
Can we?
Episode 50. We can't believe we got this far. Massive thank you to everyone. Massive thank you for Thrice. They're going to tell you about their band and lovely lives now.
Go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Sapnin.
Snap.
Snap. Sapnin, yeah. Cool, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, to be fair, we've had a lot of people say it wrong, but no one's ever said snap, so I quite like that.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah,
one.
That's how it came out at first, and then I decided to go with it.
Snapnin.
Snapnin. That's a new one, yeah. That's brilliant.
Maybe we could do a trading card game now.
Yeah. We've got 49 episodes in, and we've never had a snap, so that's quite good. Our guests this week are two members of one of my favourite bands ever, of all time, ever, Dustin and Ed from Thrice.
Yes!
Thank you so much for doing this.
Hello. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. So, of course, we're recording this on the first night of your co-headline tour with Refused in the UK. How are you feeling? How's things at the moment?
Well, we're about to play after Refuse, so imagine how that feels. Yeah. That's not good.
Your anxiety. Earlier today, I was like sitting at a coffee shop getting caffeinated, and I was like, I need to enjoy this. This is supposed to be fun.
For context, Refuse is just amazing live band. So having to play after them is going to be rough, but inspirational.
Yes. Very, very inspirational. Yeah. Very, very inspirational. How did this tour come about? Was it you asking for them, or was it them?
I don't know. It's like one of those things that gets like floated up, and you're like, yeah, that'd be cool.
That'll never happen. Yeah, we'll take Refused out. What? Oh my God, it's happened.
We also have mutual friends from a band from like the DC area called Frotis.
Yeah.
That they don't play anymore, but they toured with Refuse back when they were playing before they stopped playing. So I don't know if word from that connection got around or whatever, but when it came up, we were just like, yeah, heck yeah. Like We'll do whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, because when this tour was announced, you could just see loads of people getting extremely excited that you two were just joining forces for this really mega run. So I'm sure you're quite excited now just to hit these shows and see the reaction up close and personal.
Yeah, sure. It'll be great. I think, I don't know, the key to playing with like a band that is just amazing that you like a lot is just to realize we are not the same band and we just need to do our thing.
Yeah.
And they'll do their thing. Because it's so easy to be like, oh, but dang it, they're going to play New Noise. And then, and then you like compare any song that you have that's like influenced by whatever. And you're like, but that's not as good. But you're like, you're totally different bands. Yeah. And you just got to lean into that.
I think you're being too hard on yourselves. Yeah. I think.
Well, it's like, you never know what you sound like. So, but also you are we're all hypercritical of what we do. And we also, like, I remember when we first got the New Noise record, or Shape of Punk to Come record, my bad, we were just like, what, this is amazing, like, what, how did they do this? And then that making a record like that was like a huge inspiration to our band, just like, what is possible with music, kind of thing. So it's crazy to be playing shows with them.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, they finished in 98 and then you started in 99, like you were.
Yeah.
It's mad. Yeah,
we actually started in 98.
Did you?
Yeah. The end. Oh yeah,
like a straight swap.
Yeah,
passing the torch.
Yep,
substitution.
Straight swap.
I think we got the first EP out in 98.
I remember listening to it at MK, like in the parking lot in Riley's car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to listen to
the record.
To our record. To the EP.
No,
to Refuse.
Listening to Refuse. Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice.
our first practice space was in like a dining hall of like a work space that his dad had.
I think all bands kind of have like a weird first rehearsal place.
Oh yeah.
I remember my band was like a church hall.
Oh, that's
very
awesome.
Strange. Yeah, but it was like six atheist fellas just in this church hall, just playing heavy metal.
Yeah.
Well, loosely heavy metal. It was just very strange start for us, I feel. And the second place we ever played was a youth, like, we ever rehearsed was like a youth club, which was loads of kids who just hated rock music, constantly going, can you play some dance music? And we were like, you know they don't use guitars, what, huh? But it's weird that, like, even, like, bands as inspirational as yourselves have these starts and people don't realize that, you know, we all just started in halls in these closed small places.
We just finally like got our own like legit spot that we are gonna record in, and all our storage is there, and like it's actually room for everything. So we got like a mini little industrial spot and then built a soundproof room in it. So
cool,
we're very excited about it.
Does that mean you're going to self-produce maybe the next record, or...?
Very, very probably.
Yes.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
We kind of half did it on the last record, so...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting to hear that, like, after all this time, you guys are looking to change the way you do and made records, and having that kind of that base where maybe you can just go away and do stuff. It's quite refreshing to hear, really. I'm sure that that's just going to help creatively with every aspect.
Yeah, sure. It's... I think we've gone back and forth now a little bit from, like, doing stuff with producers, doing stuff on our own. And every time you work with someone, you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in a certain sense, I think if you don't... For us, I don't know, if we don't go back to doing ourselves, you almost don't have as much ability to apply that stuff in the way that's like unique to you. You know, because when you do it with them, you end up doing it a little bit more the way they would do it than you normally would, even after learning it. So then it shifts back. So it's kind of a push and pull, I think, over 20 years.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, we've mentioned a couple of dates already, but it seems like you guys have been celebrating a lot of anniversaries for stuff as of late. I mean, records are just it seems that getting you're older this time of year for yourselves, and of course you're going to be going out on the road in America playing one of Sean's favourite records,
yes,
in full. Yes. How's it been just getting like reacquainted with those songs and maybe tracks you hadn't like listened to or played in such a long time? Because as I mentioned, seems that there's so much coming back up.
Yeah, so we're doing that VC tour coming up, but we're actually been preparing more for this, and we're doing one show of playing the Beggar's Record because that's 10-year awesome. Anniversary.
Yeah, that's 10. This was 15. Yeah.
So it's a lot of work for one show, but it'll be cool.
Yeah.
We're pulling some out we haven't played in a while. So like on this tour, we're playing Doublespeak, which we haven't played in a long time. And yeah, so I think you hit 20 years and everything just started like lining up. So we had 20 year anniversary, yeah. And then 10 year beggars, 15 of Visu. It's funny.
Yeah.
They're all hitting the like five marks.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll go into a dry period.
All
now.
The same time. Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, but I'm sure it must be mad to look back at some of the tracks you've done when you're still looking at new music and getting a new record out and everything, that see how far Thrice has come on that journey.
Yeah, and sometimes you're like, I don't know why. I don't know. Like, Visu was... It's pretty good, but like if you go back further,
come on,
I'm just saying.
You are 6 out of 10. You are right, 6 out of 10.
If you go back further, we'll start critiquing a lot more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting to go back and listen to, especially ones that you've played a lot live, like Earth Will Shake or Of Dust and Nations, which they like shift because you play them so long, and mm-hmm. so you have a very very different view of them than when you actually hear the recording.
It's pretty wild to think. Like our perspective, like what you're saying, like our perspective of the songs are what they are live, and everybody else's perspective is just what they hear on the record.
I think me and
Tebby
were talking about this the other day. Yeah.
And I listen to our records and I'm like, like that part's like, not it. Like landing is heavy as it should, but when we play it live, it does. And then I'm like, nobody, like only the people that come to our shows know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, that's it's kind of frustrating. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Funny enough, on the journey up here, me and Sean were actually talking about songs that for fans love, but actually bands sometimes might not actually be that fond of or have grown to hate and stuff like that. Is there anything that comes to mind when thinking about that kind of stuff?
I think it's more parts than actual songs usually.
It depends.
Yeah.
Especially if you go back to the old stuff, there's a bunch that will be like, oh, can we pull that one out? And you'll listen and you're like, we could do that, yeah. And then it hits a part and you're like, oh god, ooh. No, we're not playing that part.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's songs that like won't be your favorite, and then I don't know, over time you'll like realize, I don't know, like Deadbolt's probably one where it's like we went through a period of us hating it and stopped playing it,
yeah.
And then like it gets so far removed that it's like, all right, what the hell, like yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't,
you try it again and you see the crowd reaction and you're like,
I mean, yeah, people, yeah, 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 it's just we're like, yeah, this is definitely not like the most musically interesting thing to us, but it is, it's amping all your nostalgia, so we'll give you,
yeah,
well, a little treat.
I feel like with that song, people will be like, yeah, I miss when they were heavy, like Deadbolt. And I'm like, that's not really my definition of heavy. That's like faster.
Fast, yeah.
It's more like spazzy. Well, maybe, I don't know. But then like you compare that to like maybe a song on the Fire EP, like Fire Breather or Arsonist or something. And you're like, well, that's heavy. That over there is like some like faster metal riff with a pop punk kind of thing, like, yep. Do you want us to play pop punk? Because I don't want to do that. But I understand that, yeah. And I understand like records that I listened to at the time that I also like listen back to, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get yourself in that mental
space. You
can't
separate yourself from it is the thing. And well, that's what time helps with a little bit, as you're like, it gets so far removed that you're like,
yeah,
you don't feel as personally attached and being bummed out and be like, oh, why am I still attached to that thing?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, yes. Well, since the beginning of Thrice, like, I think, like, vocally, your style has changed and matured, and I was telling Hayley earlier, who does press for you, she's for our press person as well, and we love her more than anything. She's unbelievable.
Yes, big shout out to Hayley. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, I was just saying how usually with bands, I'm one of those dickheads who listens to a band, and if it doesn't sound kind of like how it did last time, I normally just go, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I feel like the band should change your name or whatever. But with Thrice, that has never happened. I've evolved with you. So, how have you found people's fans' reactions as well? Are they all similar to mine, or have you had any?
Definitely not all.
No.
I would say there's probably, I mean, you can't tell. Like, the only way we can find out is from, like, a comment on a thing, and that's like the person that is the type of person that leaves comments. So it's like, that's not me. That's me.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So I'm like, well,
I think that there's definitely a large amount of people who are in that same place. And then every record you draw, I think probably that's almost stopped at this point. Like, there, if you're still listening this long later and you were listening in the beginning, you're kind of in, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you ain't going fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
Get that Thrice tattoo on the neck now.
I don't know. There's still people who would be like, I think there's another thing going on. There are people who have been in with you so long, and they're just like your cheerleaders, and they're like, dude, even if they have like a thing where like they feel something like, that's not my favorite, they're not saying that just because they're trying to be like pump for you.
Yeah.
And that's I think the way kind people work. I don't know. But there's also this element where people, sorry, well, not kind, it's just different kinds of personalities. There's a kind of person who's been in it the whole time and they really like a lot of it, but they also are just very opinionated, and they're gonna be like, well, yeah, that part sucked, even though I'm with you on this journey, I'm gonna let you know that I don't like this thing.
Oh yeah, you could definitely get a few of those people who are just like, I've got no musical training whatsoever, let me tell you how you should write the song. Get fucked, bastards.
I don't mind it. I get annoyed when someone's like, clearly they did this for this reason, and you're like, you have zero idea the reason why we did any of this stuff. That's frustrating because it's so speculative, and you don't have the context that the band is coming from. So it's like, we might be pulling from this over here, and just because you have zero exposure to this,
you think it's something
you
else,
have right? exposure to something like 8 things removed from it that sucks, you're comparing it like somehow to that. I don't know.
Yeah,
but with all that creatively, it's, you know, we've mentioned that Thrice has gone through so many different kind of influences throughout the years. Is that just a reflection of where you've all been as individuals throughout the years, or just coming up with new ideas on the spot and not wanting to be that same band that was on the last record?
I think it's less about not wanting to be like the last record, and it's more just like following your influence, learning from things that you did on the record before, and being like, well, I don't want to do it that way anymore. Or
it's definitely reactive in certain ways. It's not really negative. It's just like we did Alchemy Index, and then definitely we were like, okay, let's all get in a room and just play our instruments we've been like so in all these different spaces broken up, which was a ton of fun, but it was also like, let's do the opposite because that sounds fun. Yeah. Now, right. Like,
but I would also say we're not like sitting down and being like, I'm going to do something different. It's just like, this came out of my brain. I was messing around with a guitar and I like it. Blam. And there it is. Let's like share it and like work on it. But, I mean,
there is definitely a desire to push ourselves creatively, but I don't think that the goal of doing something different or unique is usually very helpful of a goal. I think you come to things that will be more different and more unique by having the goal of just doing what feels good to you and not worrying about what someone else thinks of it.
I think that would give me like a insane amount of writer's block if I was like trying to do different.
Yeah.
Oh, like
yeah.
It's like, think of something that you're not thinking about. Yeah.
You're
like,
yeah, you're the bass. Do something you've never done. What? Scruff head, but the, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. No, I completely get that. Yeah.
Yeah, but with that, I think it's safe to mention maybe on the last two records, for me, it seems that it's been like the. Not the, maybe not the second coming of Thrice, but like definitely
Jesus. Show, the second coming of Jesus.
Just, no, showing a completely other side since coming back from your hiatus and doing different projects and having that kind of influence. Do you think that time apart really helped having the sound that you've kind of crafted now?
I think it just refreshed us having that time, and you know, so you feel a new excitement about playing music together, and I don't know, it worked as a reset of a lot of things, I think, mm-hmm. in a healthy way, and I don't think musically we were like, I don't know, I see a tie between all of those,
yeah.
And it's, I think maybe it's just the time in a variety of ways ends up making it feel like it's a new beginning, and I guess it is in a way, so
yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, during the hiatus, obviously you did some solo work, and Ed, you were, did you play with Angels and Airwaves?
I didn't. I shot a music video with them.
Oh,
damn, it's just iron for his pretty face.
Yeah. No, I was supposed to do a tour with them, and then some stuff went down and it got canceled, and
was it alien stuff?
No, I think it was.
That would be my first question.
I mean, it's possible. it's possible. I wasn't privy to it.
Oh. Surely that's everyone's first question though, when they see Tom. Like,
I'm sure,
but you know.
I mean, I'm sure he's down to talk about it too. He's like, he was super nice. I don't think he understood like how devastating canceling the tour would be for me. Like, who am I? But like, I was like working a job and I quit the job for that. And then I was like, okay. But then I do like woodworking stuff on the side. Oh, so nice. I was like, and I was also playing in a couple bands, like fill in, like there was a band called Knapsack that was a 90s band that I played in. And it's another band that was somebody that worked at a coffee shop that I ended up working at, which is also where I met my fiance, which is also where I was when I got the call from Dustin that we wanted to do stuff again. And like, it was just like things happened the way that they did and it worked out great, but it was,
yeah, that was,
that was a sketchy sketchy time financially for me, but I was like, yeah.
But it all came back to link up to this.
Didn't end up playing with them, but they're doing stuff now. I think Matt Rabano.
Yeah, friend of the podcast, Matt Rabano. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he was telling us that you had a phone call off Tom to ask him to play, and the phone call was an hour long, and the first 10 minutes was, will you be in the band? In the next 50 minutes was Matt going, tell me about the UFOs.
That's awesome.
Matt's really funny.
Yeah, I love Matt. Yeah. Love Matt. Yeah. Yeah. And then obviously, Dustin, you did a solo record and some other little numbers as well.
Yeah. I'm actually really fond of that record. Did that. Did a bunch of other bullshit. we don't need to get into.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Well, so what's next after the, like, I know you said you got those anniversary shows. Is the plan to go and go back and start writing for a new record?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a lot of ideas flowing on this tour. And
whatever you do, don't write any songs that sound like New Noise.
Okay.
Because that's,
that's it's gonna be hard here.
We were sitting there just now, and we were sitting with Ailey, and they were checking, and all of a sudden they literally just started that, and Morgan and Ailey were crying laughing because I don't know why, everything in my body told me to stand up and just walk towards the stage.
Yeah,
they started playing. I went,
what was it? And I was like, I don't know.
It was brilliant.
It was like a tick. it was like a Tourette's. I was like, oh, I've got to go and do something in this band.
Just go and mosh on your own, like on the sound check.
Oh, it's so weird. I've never had that before.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's strange.
Yeah. Just getting those ideas on the road.
Yeah, so I think we'll try to be generating a bunch of ideas, and then we get home, start working them out in a room, and yeah, we're excited.
Nice.
Writing is always a blast, and terrifying, and stressful, and fun, and all the things.
How do you write then? Does like one of you come along with a song idea, or a riff, or drum pattern?
Everyone's bringing a variety of different kinds of things to the table, and then someone else will pick it up and play with it a bit, or if it's a bit more developed, we'll like jam on it or whatever. So
yeah, nice.
Kind of nice. We all are actually close together again, because me and Tepe were in Washington for a while, or Tepe was in Washington. We made
To Be Everywhere,
and then
I was in the Bay, like San Francisco, for the last record.
So now Ed is at least in Southern California.
Yeah,
And we're all within a fairly short drive now. Nice. So
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure having that very base and HQ to work from is just going to make everything easier.
Oh yeah, so much easier.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, I think once we get it set up, we'll probably be kind of doing combos of writing / tracking at times, I would think, which
kind of similar to Beggars era,
except some of artists were doing that, or I mean Alchemy, were we doing that on Beggars? It was all kind of like right into each other on Beggars, and it was in the same spot, so it was hard to tell. But
yeah, Alchemy was interesting because I remember you recording stuff, and then I was writing stuff in the other room.
That was happening a bunch because we were writing and recording all of it, which I kind of am not opposed to, like doing some more of that.
Yeah,
like once we get an idea that's feeling good, like just if we have everything set up,
for sure. We're working it out right now. So
literally right now.
Yeah, will you have any other bands come in and record to that space then when you have that space set up, or do you think about producing any other bands? Or
we haven't talked about it.
I don't know.
Well, the sketchiest part about it to me is that we're on like a month-to-month lease.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And like I don't know, I don't trust other people to maybe be in there and not get us kicked out. Who knows though? I mean, it's a possibility in the future, but I mean, we use it a lot because we're practicing there, like rehearsing for tours, and so it'd be rare that it would have a bunch of time. Maybe like right after a record was finished, there'd be time for someone else to track or something.
Yeah.
Nice. And with that anniversary tour now kicking off in 2020, is that just it with that, or do you think you'd be bringing and playing that album full over here or other places or anything?
I think it's just there. I mean, it would be fun to do it here, but we are here right now, and I feel like it'll be a little too close. So,
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
One thing we like to talk about on the podcast now and again is just because a lot of people listening like to really know the personalities and just what everything that you guys get up to on a day-to-day basis. Mm. Obviously, music is such a big part of your lives, but when you're not on the road and not writing stuff, what do you really like to do to just relax, take your mind off things, and maybe just some hobbies that maybe people wouldn't expect for you guys to have? I mean,
volleyball. I love volleyball.
How'd you know?
I'll tell you what Tepe does on the road when he's laying down at night chilling. this is his new thing since the iPhone updated to like have the lyrics scrolling.
Right. Yeah.
So I was just working on my computer back here last night, and he was laying down there, just singing in Spanish and in Japanese, just following along to stuff. But he had headphones in, so I'm just hearing him like. It's really fun.
So awesome.
Oh, genius.
Brilliant. Yeah, he will deny it, but he has a crazy ability to remember lyrics for some reason.
Oh, really? I guess that
he'll like, he knows all, like songs in full Spanish, he'll know every lyric. And I'm like, what? You don't even speak Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was expecting him to at least be able to speak Spanish. No, brilliant.
I mean, he took as much as me in high school, probably, but he can't speak Spanish.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got an interesting gift there. Sorry, that was a sideline. I was just thinking, watching him last night. I was like, yeah, I gotta tell someone.
That's
that.
What we it's want. Great. We love stories like this. Literally, it's like just an insight to.
People weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting.
I was expecting that.
Yeah. Listening along as expecting
that. Yeah. But what about yourselves? What do you like to unwind with?
I was really excited to unwind. I hadn't played video games in almost 15 years, or like maybe 13 years since before my oldest daughter was born. And recently we bought my kids a Switch, and I was like super into it. I was like,
oh, wow.
Dude, I haven't played forever. Kids are old enough where I have a little bit of time. So I got one for the road, and then I got on the plane and opened the case, and I had forgot to bring the actual Switch. So all the accessories, the case, everything.
All the games, batteries.
It was a sad moment. So I was looking forward to unwinding every night, playing a little Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's not to be. But that has... I've played a little bit. I've been too busy lately, but I've been playing a little bit at night, which has been fun.
Cool.
Nice.
You read a lot.
I read a lot. I have three kids, so that's a lot of... A lot of that stuff going on.
I can imagine that's probably takes up a lot of time for other things. So
yeah, it's my wife and I. I think my brother was saying he was bored or something the other day, and we were both like, "That must be nice."
Yeah, I long to be bored.
Yeah.
I would love to have 20 minutes to be bored,
just to by myself and just not think of anything. Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know. You skateboard?
Yeah, I do a lot of skateboarding. It's like I have a daily routine where it's like there's this skate park by my house. When we're on, like, I have a board out with me now.
Nice.
It's a little bit dangerous playing the music, but I mean, I don't know. Gotcha. I did it for a long time with it, like where I stopped really skating, and it. I don't know. It's just, I don't think I'm going to do anything that's going to take me out. So, yeah.
When you go incorporate the skating into the Thrice live show, that's the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Couple of lamps either side of the stage.
I've been doing that the whole time. You didn't notice?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he's moving like some sort of witch or wizard. Oh, he's on a skateboard.
Yes.
Yeah. If you just get dry ice, right? If you just get dry ice,
yes.
It does like a foot.
Yes.
People be like, he's like a fucking wizard. How is he doing that?
To be honest, because Matt Healy from 1975 has started having that treadmill.
Oh, you got
is
a treadmill.
Yeah, on set. But I think a skateboard would outdo that. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Should look into this.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. White. Yeah.
Doing that, and then also the woodworking stuff is like a lot of my time. Would another thing that I can like cut my hand off or do all that sort of things.
Yeah, you're like extreme. Possibility of losing fingers seems to be very high in things you like to do. What do you make woodwork-wise?
I've made guitars. I haven't been making enough. Nice. So there's a bass that I play that I made long ago in my parents' garage.
Awesome.
And that's still my number one. So that's great. But more recently, I've made more guitars. That I play in a different band that I do with Riley. And then I've been doing a lot of furniture, and then I also built out some stuff for rehearsal space, studio space, just like soundproofing. Little
cool. Nice.
It's not very fun, but it's
it's always handy to have somebody.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, we found that like when my old band was touring, one of our uncles was like really good at woodwork, and he kitted out all the inside of our van and just made
awesome.
All the bunks and stuff, and it was unbelievable.
That's so great.
And yeah, and it would have cost us $4,000 to have had it done usually.
Yeah.
But his uncle or grandfather just knocked it up in like 2 weeks, and we were like, unbelievably, it hasn't cost us a penny. So yeah, it's always handy to have somebody like that about.
It's practical if a band member's got a extra talent
skill,
score. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the problem with my band. We had no other skills. We didn't have any skills musically either, but it was just, yeah. That was it, really. But,
yeah. Cool. But speaking of other things, of course, Dustin, you've just relaunched a new podcast of your own. you've been doing this weekend.
Yeah, Carry the Fire podcast. Yeah, so it's just started up in the beginning of October. Yeah, so I've been, any spare time I would have had, it's gone into the podcast.
Any chance of being bored for a second, I got rid of the podcast.
Yeah, so that's been really cool. Yeah, the basic idea is just it's looking at the big questions in life through the lens of the good, the true, and the beautiful. And so basically it's trying to talk to a very wide range of people in different backgrounds and beliefs and jobs and whatever, and hearing really their common humanity through those lenses.
Yeah, and what really inspired you to do that? Was it just being on the road and hearing people's stories throughout your life that you wanted to kind of express and tell that to a new audience? Or
I
don't
remember exactly when the idea came, but once it came, it was just stuck.
Something you wanted to do.
Yeah, I think probably part of it comes out of me being on Twitter a lot, and I really have, as much as people like to say that it's just bad or whatever, like, it's really, really expanded the viewpoints that I'm able to see the world through. And so, but the short form does lend to, like, people closing each other off. And so I was just thinking something where you're able to access a variety of those different views, but in a more long form could be helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's been some of the interesting guests you've had so far or you plan to have?
So I think we put out four. We did one with Samir, who's the singer of Young the Giant. We do one with Brian McDonald, who's like a story expert. He consults at like Pixar and stuff. Did one with Hillary McBride, who's a therapist, and she's on a podcast called The Liturgist. Why am I spacing out? Who's third?
Gerard?
No, Gerard Way is going to be next week, right before Halloween.
Nice. I saw that.
Three was this guy, Qasem Rashid, who's he's like a political, human rights activist, a lawyer, but he's running for state senate in Virginia right now. And cool. So that was really interesting. So trying to have like people from different backgrounds. We've had a Muslim, a Hindu, agnostic, like just all sorts of stuff. Just trying to go from all over the place.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm sure Jared's got some crazy stories to tell you on that episode as well.
Yeah, we talked about not really a lot of band stuff, like some comic stuff, and he goes into some of his like spiritual stuff, which. Yeah, it's interesting.
Awesome.
I was not expecting someone to. I wish I would have had been able to research some stuff better, but it was really cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him forever too, so it's just good to see him. Like we've been trying to hook up for a couple of years actually, and then finally it was like an excuse to be like, all right, let's hang out.
Let's nail this down. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, and with all this now, you mentioned you've got so much coming up already for 2020 and looking to write and everything else, but is there any other surprises or things lined up we can expect from Frice now in the near future?
If it's a surprise, we couldn't tell you. No, I don't think there's any. Is there? All I think about is writing the new record, really.
What's your wish list for 2020 then? That would be
win the lottery.
Finish the record in a timely manner and have it. That would be good. So we just gotta finish up a little studio stuff and start writing in there, and I think there'll be a couple shows near the end of that year, but middle will just be doing the record.
Nice. We can do some festivals or something. Like, always like the idea of traveling to a new place we haven't been.
Yeah.
Play some music.
Where's left? Are you on music?
Can't be that much you haven't been to over the last
year. Just went to South America for the first time last year.
How was that?
We need to go back there. It was awesome. Blast. Yes. We just went to Philippines for the first time. But we've never been to Prague. I only go to Prague.
We went to Mexico for the first time. Which is insane. It's crazy. Because we're like 2 hours away.
Yeah, you're there.
I really want to go to Prague.
That's cool.
South Africa, I'd love to do.
That'd be cool.
Japan, we did once in 2003, yeah, but we haven't gone back, and we have a Japanese speaker in the band. And
that's mad. Yeah.
Which was a bit rough for him, I think, because he was just getting, like, he had to do all these interviews in Japanese. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, did you go and just spend a day in a room just doing interviews?
He did a lot.
Yeah, we spent like 9 hours just talking to Japanese. And the thing is, you have to talk to the translator, so like the girl's talking to you in Japanese, and I'm like, yeah, she could be going, "Your band's absolutely terrible. You shouldn't have been allowed into our country." And I'm like, yeah, tell her, yeah.
I think the hard thing for Tepe, though, is like when they would speak to him, the translator would just, because he speaks Japanese, but it's like,
it's full on then, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, he speaks fluently, but it's not like conversational, like how he wants to talk about a record. It's like, yeah, it was great, and we're doing fun things, and
there are many guitars. Yes.
Riffs, awesome. But speaking of like visiting new places now, especially all this time, do you see like different territories react differently to things? I mean,
yeah, I think so. I think like a lot of what I notice is just how cultures have different ways of celebrating music.
Okay.
So like
live. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, live. Yeah.
It's much less, especially I think in mainland Europe, it feels like less self-conscious than the States for sure. And
I mean,
even in parts of England, I'd say.
Yeah. Like, Chile and Argentina and Brazil, like we would play a song, we have Hurricane, and people were singing the guitar part louder than you could hear. Well, I could hear it like with in ears in.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that was the guitar part. It was amazing. That's and awesome. Just the fact that everybody is there and is ready to just let go and lets it go is, I mean, I don't do that. I wish I could, like, but I don't know if, I mean, I guess it's a cultural thing, but it's.
Is that because they're not spoiled with music and they have too much of it?
I think that's part of it, but I think some of it's just like, I mean, so like Americans don't sing loud ever, except some people like maybe in church or whatever. And even that's like pretty subdued, whatever. Like it's been, that's been lost, but like at least the rest of the world still sings it like football games and like, you know, like
there's they
let like an anxiety overtake the joy of just letting go, you know. And I mean, you can even see it at like a football match. Like people are pumped to like just like wow, like freak out and sing along and do that kind of stuff. And it's starting to happen in the States, but it's like influenced by what's happening in the world, you know.
I mean, it's sad that we've lost that ability. Like if you look at like the neuroscience of it, like it's actually like really beneficial to like be in a space and sing and move with people, like and we don't do it very often, so it's sad that we don't do it better at shows, I think.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice end, I think. We could make music great again. Make live music great again.
Just a slug.
I got a red app made, I think.
Different colour. Color.
Definitely.
Cool. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thank you ever so much for doing this.
We are very excited for the live show. And
I can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be very good.
I'm going to be in the pit now. Upsetting people.
Oh.
Yelling as loud as I can. Compared to the end of this, I'm going to be the complete opposite. I'm going to be climbing people. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And this would have actually been our 50th episode.
Oh,
so thanks for celebrating with us.
Yes.
Big 5-0.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you.
Cheers.
Never thought we were going to get this far.
Neither did I.
Thank you.
Cheers. You're listening to Sammy Podcast. Yes, Dustin and Ed from Frice.
Yeah, quality. Yes.
Loved it. Episode 50. What a celebration to hit the big 5-0 with one of our favorite bands.
Yes, I must apologize for any blasphemy that took place from my end, because it was only after I realized how Christian Dustin is. But alas, he should forgive me. It was fantastic to have him on. They were great. It was good to hear some stories from, well, just about a band that I grew up loving and appreciated greatly. So thank you very much to those guys.
Yeah, same here. It was just great to hear those stories, and they were absolutely brilliant during their set in Birmingham on that UK tour with Refused.
Song after song.
They just have so many hits. I think they're one of those bands where, like,
You don't realise.
Yeah, you forget how good and, like, how many songs they actually have where you're like, oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, and to follow Refused anyway.
Well, yeah, that was always going to be tough for anyone.
But I think they did it very well.
Correct. Absolutely
and
correct.
I've never seen Bob so happy.
Bob, formerly of the Blackout, now currently of Raiders fame.
The very same during that gig.
Oh, yeah, no, he gets the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he tell him to shut up?
No, he told
Mikey White.
He told our friend Mikey White to shut up, yeah.
Yeah, because he was talking to one of the bands.
Also, very quickly, while we're mentioning Bob, I didn't mention this on last week's episode.
He's dead.
Oh, no, I did mention it. I did mention it, sorry.
Oh, he's dead?
No, he likes donuts. Because I brought donuts to Raiders backstage at the Swimming for Friends shows, or the first one. Bob was very happy about it. And then the second show, he was not happy with me because I didn't bring donuts.
So moral of the story is, always bring donuts.
Especially if you're seeing Bob.
Yes, that too, especially that, yes.
Brilliant.
Well, tell you what we'll do this week.
Okay.
You know every week that we give a shout out to the elite members of our Patreon.
Oh, what, the wonderful members of the Sapling Podcast Patreon community, which you can go and visit at patreon.com/sapling to get involved with our great tiers and exclusives and build a community with us.
Yeah, them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew what I was talking about, you fucking prick. well, you know, I read them out every week.
Yeah, you do, but we are
let's
still...
Let's fucking switch... It's episode 50.
We're still in Sean's car.
Let's fucking switch it up and let's have the fucking mumbler have a bash. Here we bloody go. Hold on to your hats, everyone, because this is going to be a right laugh.
So, before I start, I apologise for any of these I get wrong.
Which is the majority. Go.
But a massive thank you to the wonderful Dana Lasnifer, Kylie Wheeler, Big John Price, Emma Barber, Janelle Caston, Liam Connolly, Nathan Crawshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Young, she hasn't got a last name in there, but I know it anyway.
Nice.
Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Vanessa Smith, Nessa Smith,
yeah.
Sorry, Kate, who doesn't have a last name, I'm sorry about that as well, Mitch Merry, he's in festive season, Jenny Munster, Emily Senegals, Becky Maglioko, we brought that back, no idea.
It's just Maloko, isn't it?
I don't know what to say
it. Now. Paul sent it to me, it's Maloko.
Maloko, Becky Maloko, there you go, brilliant.
You don't have to do it with an Italian accent. You racist.
Martina McManus, Lucy Deeds, John and
I'm
Emma.
I'm surprised you go, Martina McManus, you bloody racist. Carry on.
Oh, Caden Denunston, James Oakley, Sarah James, I did it all for the new key.
Who's that, Kieran?
Kieran.
Well done. Nice one, Kieran.
Marcy Jacobson, Shani Maya Boxhill Anderson.
Fuck.
Jordan Burchard. Sharif, Pimp Daddy, Owed Ali, Craig Harris, Mike Cunningham, Mike Hunt.
What? What did he say?
Mike Hunt.
Oh, yeah, carry on then.
Kelly M. McCannon, Lyndia Henderson.
Ooh.
Lyndia Henderson.
No, have another read. What's it?
Lydia. Oh.
There you go. Sorry, Lydia Henderson. He's adding N's to your name. Who's next?
Oh, Amadine Urbano,
yep.
Livy Cropper, Scott Jones, Amy Thomas, ooh, Stuart McNaught, Jamie Blue, Jenny Robertson, Tony Michael, Aaron Howard, and last but no means least, the wonderful Samantha Spray.
Nice. Got there in the end, boy. It's tough, isn't it?
That's very tough.
Yeah, you think, oh, it's just fucking reading names. Someone got bonkers names.
You do, and I get worried that I'm going to say all of it wrong, so I apologise if I did, but
did.
I think I did an 8 out of 10 there.
Fucking the amount of ego on you is incredible.
How is that
which
ego?
Is French for incredible.
Because
8 out of 10, like I'd say I do
have room for
10.
There's room for improvement.
Well, there's definitely room for improvement, yeah.
But thank you to all those wonderful people. If you check the description of this episode, you're able to see even more beautiful names of people who support us as well. And again, head over to patreon.com/sapnin to get involved.
It's a good advert voice, that was, as well. Get involved.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Yeah, cool. So
awesome.
This has been episode 50.
Yes, we've got some crazy things lined up now for the next couple of months to celebrate our 1 year anniversary coming up for episode 52. Wow. Next week, we've got a spicy meatball involved as well.
The fuck are you on about?
Just trying to think of different things to say.
Wait it. The fuck does that have to do with spicy meatball? I thought he was like, is he making some sort of have we got an Italian band on next week?
No, we haven't.
He's being racist.
No, we haven't.
It's just a good episode, you mean?
It's just a good...
Oh, it is a good episode.
Look, we've been doing this for 50 weeks solid, Sean, right?
We've said many
different words in forms of same sentences, right? I'm trying to spice up our lives.
By adding meatball and spicy.
Yeah. And that's... We haven't got Spice Girls on next week.
Oh. But... We got the Italian Spice Girls. I don't know what girls is in Italian.
No idea.
Okay, let's move on for God's sake.
Thanks for listening. If you've gotten this far, please share it on your Instagram stories, tweet about it, tell your friends, just bombard them with the link to this podcast.
Yes.
But to let us know you've reached this far, we like to give you a word of the week to let us know. So I'm throwing it over to Sean. Do you have anything that we could use for this week's word of the week?
Yes, this week's word is Vihisu.
Good album.
Very good album by Thrice. I want to see you try and spell it. Don't go googling it. Just have a bash. Tag us at Sapnin Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Bollocks. No, it's not on Facebook. Ignore that last bit. And send us Vihisu if you've got this far. If you're new to this podcast, sorry about all this. Check out the other episodes. To be honest, it's a very similar vein. So if you haven't enjoyed us talking bollocks, you might not enjoy the other ones, but give it a bash anyway.
Yeah, because we've got some of your favourite artists on there without a shadow of a doubt.
I don't know who shadow of a doubt are, but yes, thank you very much.
They're not on there, are they? That's the thing.
This is our episode 50. How the fuck we got this far is anyone's guess.
Go and follow Sean's band Raiders at Raiders Band UK on Instagram and Twitter.
She's bad. Go and follow Morgan's band on lovelybands.org. I couldn't make up a thing.
No, you can't. But you can just follow me at mhrichards_ on Twitter and Instagram. Follow Sean on Instagram on
Fake Sean Smith
and Twitter with
Sean Smith Sucks.
And send love to everybody you know, because you never know when love will run out. That was a weird sentence.
Love will run out. You wrote songs in the 80s. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, let's go. Sorry about this, guys. Love might run out. I gotta go. Well, the parking's gonna run out. No, we gotta go. We gotta fucking go. Look, she went through a bag and I was like, oh, no, Warden. Yeah, patreon.com. What's that, Sapnin? Please, for the love of God.
Bye. Sapnin!
We gotta go, I think. Wait.
Hey!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.